This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Miller. M-I-L-L-E-R, first name Christine, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Date of birth, October 8, 1968. Date of evaluation, June 27, 2023. The chief complaint, 54-year-old female seen for disability evaluation, the HBI. The patient is a 54-year-old female with history of bacterial endocarditis dating to 2009, period. She had subsequently underwent aortic valve replacement in 2009, period. She had done relatively well, period. She now reports dyspnea worsened by exertion, period. The patient is a dance instructor, period. She stated that she's able to walk on treadmill for 30 minutes, period. She reports some musculoskeletal pain involving the chest bilaterally. This sometimes occurred during her dance instruction, period. She has had no recent palpitations, period. She stated that she underwent echocardiogram in September of 2022, which revealed moderate mitral regurgitation and moderate aortic regurgitation, period. The patient is again seen in follow-up, period. She denies any chest pain currently, period. Her past medical history, as noted, includes that of endocarditis, next number ITP, next number mild sleep apnea, past surgical history, status post aortic valve repair secondary to endocarditis, next number splenectomy. Her medications, vitamin D, one daily, vitamin C, one daily, acyclovir, 400 milligrams, 1 PRN, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily, Prozac, unknown dose, daily. The review of systems, constitutional. She reports easy fatigue, period. She has had no weight loss or weight gain, period. Skin is normal, period. Eyes, she wears contacts, period. Nose, she has sneezing and sinus problems. Cardiac, as per HBI. Respiratory, she has no cough or shortness of breath. Gastrointestinal, she has occasional heartburn and antacid use. Review of systems, further significant for neurologic, she reports headache. Psychiatric, she has mild depression and further reports anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder, period. The medications, as noted, allergies, sulfur, results in hives, family history, father with history of diabetes and alcohol use, mother with high blood pressure and breast cancer. The physical examination, the blood pressure 120/76, pulse 66, respiratory rate 16, height 62 inches, weight 102.8 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Cardiovascular, there is a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border, period. echocardiographic evaluation, left ventricular ejection fraction is 60-65%. Diastolic function is normal, period. There is no regional wall motion abnormality, period. Left atria is mildly dilated, period. The aortic valve is tri-leaflet. Leaflets are thin, an open valve with a small coaptation defect, period. There is moderate aortic regurgitation, period. The mitral valve is normal, period. There is mild to moderate mitral regurgitation present, period. Tricuspid valve appears structurally normal. There is mild tricuspid regurgitation, period. The estimated PA pressure systolic is 33 millimeters of mercury, period. The impression, this is a 54-year-old female with a history of endocarditis of the aortic valve and subsequent aortic valve repair, period. On examination, she is noted to have mild murmur, but is otherwise unremarkable, period. Echocardiogram confirmed that she has moderate aortic regurgitation and mild to moderate mitral regurgitation, period. Given her valvular pathology, it is certainly possible that her dyspnea on exertion and palpitations may be related to her valvular dysfunction, period. Patients state that she is sometimes able to walk up to 30 minutes on a treadmill, period. This certainly is in line with echocardiographic findings, period. She has normal LV function, period. Despite the same, patient is felt to be functionally, New York Heart Association class 2-3, period. She is unable to perform tasks requiring significant lifting, pushing, or bending, period. She ultimately may require aortic valve surgery. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.